Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
John, Simple J, what's happening? Shout out to the University of Tennessee's Black Issues Conference. I was there on Saturday. I want to give them a shout out. Rocky Top and a lot of our listeners there, and Tom. So I want to say hello to them. Sam Jackson, you know, normally he plays these roles and he's saving the world. But now in his new film, he gets to be the villain. The new movie is called Kingsman, The Secret Service. And the man himself, my golfing buddy Jones, is right now. What up, Sam?
What up, dog? What's happening?
Man, all good. You got this new movie coming out, man. You got the whole hip-hop look going with the hat cocked to the side. You get to be the villain.
Well, I get to be the guy with a different idea. You can call him a bad guy if you want to, but, you know.
Here's the thing that gets me. He's not just a villain. He's a nerd with a lisp.
Wait a minute.
Sam Jackson has a lisp in this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I got to see it just to see how you're going to say your favorite word, your favorite 11 letter word with a lisp.
Oh, I get to do it. I think I do.
Actually, I don't think you do.
I don't?
I saw it last night, and I don't recall you using that 12-letter, $100 word.
Ever?
No.
It's in your rider,
isn't it? Time in the movie?
I don't think so, Sam. I don't recall
that. Is difficult. I only get to do that in, like, Marvel movies where I don't even have a chance to think about the word. You know, it's like when I'm Nick Fury. It's like Nick Fury, you know, never curses. You know, he's like the baddest dude on the planet, but he never curses. What is that?
Well, I do like in this movie, man, where you talk about, Tom called it being a nerd, but you really are this really, really smart dude out thinking a whole bunch of cats.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's been the case his whole life. So he's the kind of dude that I actually gave him the list. Because when I was a kid, I used to stutter, and I don't want to stutter in the movie. I've already done that in, like, Caveman's Valentine. So I was trying to find something that would make people kind of dismiss him in a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That his revenge was always, I'm going to set the curve in the class. So I'll be so smart that nobody else can get an A, which was was always my goal. I was always setting the curve so high that, yeah, you make fun of me, but you're stupid. All right, and he's made a whole bunch of money, you know, being that smart and being dismissed by people because people don't take him seriously, and he's found his way. And he's not exactly a nerd. He's actually kind of hip.
Right,
you know, he has some very hip friends. He just looks a certain way, and he sounds a certain way, and because he's smart, you know, I mean, I don't know why, but always in our community especially, you know, it's that whole thing about, oh, you think you're smart. I'm like, no, I don't think I'm smart. I know I'm smart. smart is something I have to be because the people at home will kill me if I'm not smart.
Now, Sam, yeah.
It kind of reminds you of Russell Simmons a little bit.
Really? Why?
Just the whole look and the lisp. Oh, really?
The beads?
Yes.
The beads.
I'm just saying.
And he talks like Mike Tyson.
He talks like Mike Tyson. Russell Simmons talks like Mike Tyson? You said that. I didn't say that.
I'm surprised Jay didn't throw out Bishop Jake because I was waiting for Jay to throw that one out. I'm used to Jay throwing that one out.
Hey, Sam, have you run out of hairstyles? Because in the last you're balling this one.
Yeah, that's because they wanted me to be.
Okay.
I'm actually shooting a Tarantino movie now where, you know, I have hair and got a full beard and, you know, it's kind of crazy because it's a Western. So I'm rocking that right now.
Well, I know we're using 12-letter word in that one.
Okay.
Every day.
Mr. Jackson, this is kind of like a new school James Bond where you got the younger people coming in and doing for the government and the CIA kind of thing. But there's been a lot of talk about the black James Bond, like with Idris Elba and Denzel. Would you like to be considered for that? No?
No. I don't want to run around fighting people at my age. No. I do a Black American Sniper, you know, so I can be somewhere far off shooting people. But I'm not trying to engage people physically at my age, no.
And plus, that James Bond stuff requires a whole bunch of all kind of action stuff and stunt stuff, and you ain't trying to injure your body again.
No, I'm not trying to jump off of, you know, a bridge onto a moving train or, you know, none of that. No, I'm good.
Now, Sam, when we played golf last year, was this the movie that you guys were shooting in London? They had all this technical stuff, and you would tell it, I think, Don Cheadle about just how they have these movie studios there that are just so far beyond what we have in the United States.
Yeah. That's what I was shooting. Yeah, I was either shooting that or the Avengers. Yeah,
Sam, I have a question. Is Roland that good of a golfer? Is he a better talker? Which is it? Because I never play golf with
him. Yeah. Roland got game. What you talking about?
See?
He can play.
Roland's got game. You heard
him. He's on the Black Amateur Tour. Yeah, he definitely could have done the Black Amateur Tour.
Yeah. He used three words, Jay. Roland got game. I used four words. Shut the hell up.
There you go.
All right, I bow down.
Okay. We hear about it all the time.
And
we hear
about it all the time. Engaging golfing partner. He's engaging. He makes it
now,
fun.
Now, when you're that aging golfing partner,
when you're on the golf course, see, they always want you to be quiet. And I never know Roland to be quiet. Does he talk all the way through?
You Roland? Roland comes with a speaker.
I bring music
attached to his iPod. Man, we were rocking around the golf course.
In fact, I listened to "Hey Pocky Way" by the Neville Brothers because Sam had it on his phone and plugged it up to my speaker.
Exactly, I certainly did.
And I downloaded it as soon as I got to the hotel.
Well, I'm sure the white golfers love that.
Yeah, man. Well, actually, they did.
They were jamming too. Folks, the movie is Kingsman Secret Service, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Folks, y'all check it out. Lots of action, and the brother's always cool.
Thank you, man.
Sam, appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. Good hollering at y'all.
Take care.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Roe got game, Jay.
Roe got game.
We heard it.
I heard it.
We heard it.
Damn it.